You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Okay, odds are you're one of the people in America who's better off today than 3 years ago. And now you've got some smug Democrat calling you racist and trying to jam one hand in your ass and another in your pocket. So at a time when taxes are down, jobs are up, and the economy is way up, it'd be nice if there were a candidate who had more to offer than making you pay for other people's shit. Well, the eagle has landed. Say hello to President Donald J. Trump. He ain't just making America great again. Trump's doing things no president has ever done before. He's keeping promises, packing courts, defending the border, rebuilding our military, and making Chuck Schumer cry like a schoolgirl with two skinned knees. This president is 6'3" of let's put America first. And oh yeah, immigration, jobs, drug prices, nobody's got better numbers. The game has changed, and the Democrats are officially fucking crazy. So keep America great. Stand with Trump in 2020.
Hudson Family has 4 kids and 2 options for a new home.
Number one checks a lot of boxes.
It's big, close to work.
Private tennis court.
Number two was kind of cramped, and that old barn was clearly haunted.
But it has 1 gig internet with AT&T fiber, so plenty of bandwidth and unlimited data for us to stream 4K movies while Billy games.
Tina video chats, and Andrew and Maddie can do homework.
HBO Max.
Good point, Ghost. AT&T fiber comes with HBO Max included.
Looks like the Hudsons are bypassing the commuter's paradise to go with 1 gig internet with AT&T fiber. And a fun new guest.
Get super fast entertainment-grade internet with AT&T fiber. Now with unlimited data included. Find out how to get 1 gig internet for $49.99 a month for a year. Limited availability in select areas. Call 1-877-ONLY-ATT. Download max typically 940 megabits per second. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. $10 per month equipment fee applies. Compatible device and online account registration required for HBO Max access. New residential AT&T fiber customers only. Other charges and restrictions apply. Visit att.com/att fiber for details.
Come into CVS today and get free flu shots for the whole family. Plus, get a $5 off $20 shopping pass with each one. Visit CVS today. No cost flu shots with most insurance. Restrictions apply. Visit cvs.com for details.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Second Lady Karen Pence used her speech at the Republican National Convention to pay homage to the military.
I have been privileged to hear so many stories of selfless support, volunteer spirit, and great contributions to the armed forces and our communities.
Also speaking at the convention's third night was Kellyanne Conway, the outgoing counselor to President Trump.
President Trump and Vice President Pence have lifted Americans, provided them with dignity, opportunity, and results. I have seen firsthand many times the president comforting and encouraging a child who has lost a parent who has lost a child.
Vice President Mike Pence is scheduled to speak from Fort McHenry in Baltimore. The Dow gained 83 points. This is USA Radio News. Hurricane Laura now has sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. The latest on the storm from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is now a Category 4 storm. The National Hurricane Center in Miami calling the storm extremely dangerous as it moves in the direction of Texas and Louisiana. Many residents have fled to higher ground, but not Marilyn Sacchitola. She tells CBS News she's lived in the Galveston, Texas area for a number of years and is not leaving.
This one's is scarier knowing that it's supposed to be stronger and, you know, still unpredictable. It's just scary to leave your stuff behind.
Several former employees of the Washington football team said there has been a culture of fear and abuse, along with incidents in which cheerleaders and female employees were exploited or mistreated. The allegations were published by the Washington Post. Team owner Dan Snyder called the story a hit job. You're listening to USA Radio News. Russian officials have responded to allegations that a critic of President Vladimir Putin was poisoned. The details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Kremlin said there is currently no need to start a criminal investigation into Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny after German physicians said they believe he was poisoned. German authorities said that Navalny, a harsh critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government, was likely poisoned when he became ill on a flight last week. He was flown from Russia to a hospital in Berlin on Saturday at the urging of his family and political team. German doctors are treating Navalny, who remains unconscious, with atropine. It's the same drug used after the 2018 nerve agent attack in Britain, where former Russian military officer Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia Skripal were poisoned. Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov, pushed back on the notion that Navalny was poisoned, rejecting calls for an investigation unless German doctors can determine the chemical that actually harmed him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Brenton Tarrant, the white supremacist who live-streamed gunning down 51 people at two mosques in New Zealand, was sentenced to life without parole. It was the worst atrocity in the country's modern history. For news on demand at any time, go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Hudson Family has four kids and two options for a new home.
Number one checks a lot of boxes.
It's big, close to work.
Private tennis court.
Number two was kind of cramped, and that old barn was clearly haunted.
But it has 1 gig internet with AT&T fiber, so plenty of bandwidth and unlimited data for us to stream 4K movies while Billy games.
Tina video chats, and Andrew and Maddie can do homework.
HBO Max.
Good point, Ghost. AT&T Fiber comes with HBO Max included.
Looks like the Hudsons are bypassing the commuter's paradise to go with 1 gig internet with AT&T Fiber. And a fun new guest.
Get super fast entertainment-grade internet with AT&T Fiber. Now with unlimited data included. Find out how to get 1 gig internet for $49.99 a month for a year. Limited availability in select areas. Call 1-877-ONLY-ATT. Download max typically 940 megabits per second. Speeds not guaranteed and vary. $10 per month equipment fee applies. Compatible device and online account registration required for HBO Max access. New residential AT&T Fiber customers only. Other charges and restrictions apply. Visit att.com/AT&T Fiber for details.
Come into CVS today and get free flu shots for the whole family. Plus, get a $5 off $20 shopping pass with each one. Visit CVS today. No cost flu shots with most insurance. Restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
This is Rio of Madison Rising, and you're listening to our acoustic version of the Star Spangled Banner here on KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn? what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rain down, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spangled
program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host. Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Good evening, America, and welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. This is America Off the Rails, and this is Chat Lives Matter Day right here live on KLRN Radio, where we are America's podcast network. Sorry, I almost blended together our two taglines. Welcome to the program. I hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night. Thank you for those of us for those of you that are joining us for the late night edition. We're going to kick things off here in just a moment, but first I have to say this, and I may get a little ranty tonight, so I apologize in advance. Not really. If you don't like what I'm about to say, turn it the fuck off. But speaking of turning things the fuck off, I am done with the NBA. This is not something that I take lightly. This is the first time that my former hometown, or at least the city that I was, my former hometown was a suburb of the capital city of Oklahoma City. I moved to the country about almost 5 years ago, but I still consider Oklahoma City, Midwest City, my hometown. That being said, after watching what the NBA did today and the fact that now the Thunder plan on not taking the court during their playoff game because of what's going on in Wisconsin and what's going on with this person who I'm not going to say his name. I'm not saying his name to be disrespectful or to be respectful. I'm just not saying his name because I'm tired of talking about things like this. Because, look, I'm an old fat white guy, so I'm going to be called racist no matter what I say. But with the fact that we now know that there was a weapon in the car and he was lunging to get back into the car, what do you think his plans were? I mean, can we just be completely honest with ourselves for a moment? This guy was fighting with the police, struggling to get away with the police. And I'm going to say this again. the police have a duty to apprehend those that they are afraid are going to do harm to themselves or to other people. So the simple fact of the matter is, for everyone saying that, well, they could have done things differently, or they could have done this, or they could have done that, dude already took a taser. He took a taser. For those of you who haven't yet, I encourage you to go look at the promotional videos for tasers. One of the reasons that local law enforcement, unfortunately for me, the training was changed after I took the hit, stopped making officers take hits for tasers, because that was the logic back then. Pepper spray, if you wanted to carry that, you had to be hit with it to know what the hell it was going to feel like. Because it was supposed to help you empathize with people before you used it. Same with the taser. Now, I never understood the logic in that, because nobody made me get shot before I was certified to carry a firearm. I just had to be able to pass a psychological evaluation. Yeah, for some of you mofos in the chat, I did pass one of those, no matter what you think about me now. You little bat. No, I'm just playing. But anyway, so you have to pass a psychological evaluation. You have to also be able to put so many rounds through the gun with efficiency and be able to hit the targets that you're aiming at. But you don't have to be shot to carry a gun. But for the longest time, you had to be hit with a taser to be able to carry a taser. You still, I haven't checked in years because I haven't had to worry about it anymore, but as far as I know, you still have to take a full-on shot in the face with pepper spray to be certified to carry pepper spray. Now, the training that I went through was even worse. You basically got blindfolded and walked out to the middle of a field. They took the blindfold off of you. You got shot in the face with the pepper spray, and then you had to navigate your way back to safety. Because one of the reasons the training was that strict is, you know, what happens if somebody gets a hold of your pepper spray and you haven't, you don't know how to deal with that. But the reason I bring all of this up, and the reason I say go find the original promotional videos that they used to send out for police departments when tasers were new. They have videos of PBR bulls, actual rodeo bulls, being hit with a taser and falling over like a sack of bricks. This dude took a full-on taser shot. Still coming. Refusing commands from police officers. Still coming. Struggles and fights with police. Still coming. Runs away from the police attempting to get into his car. Turns his back onto the officers while they're telling them that he needs to get onto the ground. Dives into the car. And at that point, because the officer can't see what he's doing anymore, he does the only thing that he can think of. Discharge his weapon. Now, for everybody who says, but why did he do it 7 times? You've obviously never been in a high-stress shooting situation. And until you have been, you should probably shut up. Now, I don't say any of this lightly, and I'm not saying there are not things that we need to do better within local law enforcement. But all these stupid memes that are coming out now of, well, we need officers that have college degrees, and we need cops that have this training, and we need cops that have that training. Guess what? That's already been happening. I mean, I realize that that nobody wants to admit that fact, but the simple fact of the matter is, all of that is happening, and I am sorry, apparently voice meter is just going to be completely dumb tonight, so bear with me for just a second. Alright, Robot Rick, back on the case. Looking at you, Jeff. But anyway, so we now know this man had a weapon in his car, and yet somehow it's the police's fault that he got shot. But Rick, it was only a knife and they had guns. You've obviously never had somebody coming at you with a knife before. And again, until you've had that happen, maybe you should just shut up. Anyway. But yeah, seriously, I am so... I'm done with the woke squads, yo. I'm just over it. I'm done. You know, here's the thing. As far as I'm concerned, if the Thunder don't take the court for their game, they forfeit. and their season should be over. Just end it. If they are unwilling to take the court, then they need to forfeit. And then, as far as I'm concerned, when they're packing up to get their asses back on the plane, when they're finally allowed to leave for Florida, Oklahoma City better be a fucking layover. Get your asses back to Seattle where your pussy asses belong. I'm over this. I'm done with it. We have cities that are burning. People that are dying in the streets every night of every color. This isn't about y'all anymore. This is about the fact that there is a group of people in this country that want this country to descend into anarchy. And if you are feeding that beast, it's never going to stop. That's just like Joe Biden and everybody from... I had people talking to me today about, well, I don't understand why Joe Biden scares you so much. Joe Biden doesn't scare me. Joe Biden is at best laughable. Joe Biden doesn't scare me. The ideas that are being foisted upon Joe Biden, yes, some of those legitimately scare me. But they're not his ideas. He's being forced into them. Because I don't even think half the time he knows where he is. But what scares me is when Joe Biden starts talking about, well, national mask mandate. If I was in charge of the country right now, there would be a national mask mandate. No questions asked. No ifs, ands, or buts. Well, that's nice, Joe, but you don't have that authority. And if you can tell me where you have that authority, I will kiss your ass. Because you don't. For everyone who keeps telling me how much of an authoritarian Donald Trump is, do you realize that with the rioting and the looting that is going on in several cities across this country, if Donald Trump was half of the Hitler wannabe that they say that he is, he would have already declared martial law and just fixed it. And I have to tell you, as a law and order guy, part of me wants that to happen. I'm at war right now internally. I have a libertarian side that is screaming at the rest of me because I'm one of those things where things, you know, especially for like actual situations, there are laws for a reason. And laws, for the most part, have to be followed. Now, we can disagree on certain laws, and I do this all the time. It's like the seatbelt law. As far as I'm concerned, if you're 18 and you don't want to wear a seatbelt, that ain't nobody's fucking business but yours. Now, if you have kids in your car and you don't want to wear a seatbelt and you don't put seatbelts on them, the cop should write you every fucking ticket he can think about when he pulls you over. But you, as an adult, have the right to decide how you want to live your life. I, as an adult, have the right to decide how I want to live my life. This same group that keeps telling all these women, all these pro-life people, my body, my choice, my body, my choice. Why is that only about abortion? Why do I not have a choice as a 47-year-old man? I'm sorry, hang on, doing the math. Yeah, 47-year-old man. Sorry, I forgot how old I was for a second. It's been a long fucking 2 weeks. But 47-year-old man, and I'm sitting here, why do I not have the right to decide whether or not I want to wear a seatbelt? That's nobody's decision but mine. I'm an adult. I'm also married, so if my wife gives me the stink eye and says, put on your fucking seatbelt, if I'm smart, I'm probably going to put on my fucking seatbelt. But that's not a law enforcement decision. It's just like helmet laws. If you're 18 years old and you don't want to put a fucking helmet on, who the hell cares? First of all, I'm just going to be completely honest. If you're riding a motorcycle and you're dumb enough to not have a helmet on, you deserve whatever happens next, but I'm not going to tell you you have to put one on. That's not my job. Not anymore. Because it's not. But to watch all of these people, the thing about it is, and I realize that I'm going to become part of the problem at this point, because at this point I don't really want to watch any sports. I'm done with the NBA. I'm pretty much done with the NFL. I'm done with NASCAR. The only thing that I might have to watch might be the PBR, that and hockey. But even, you know, ESPN hockey commentators were pissed off tonight. because they're like, I can't believe that hockey's not going to do the solidarity boycotts of the games with the NBA players. Fuck you. And the sanctimonious fucking woke-ass horse you rode in on. I am so tired of all of this bullshit. But the simple fact of the matter with all of this is, they're killing a cash cow. Sports and entertainment is where most of this country makes its money. Why do you think California is as rich as it is? Or was? Entertainment makes people money because people are willing to pay whatever price they feel they need to pay to be able to be entertained. I have disagreed with that for a very long time. I have made no secret about the fact that most of the reason why I don't like or watch professional sports for the most part is, first of all, I don't really enjoy them unless I can see them live. Watching them on TV really isn't as much fun. The only thing that I will say is the reverse for that for me is watching something like the PBR. One of our anniversaries, which for those of you wondering, it's actually Mrs. Robinson and I's anniversary tonight. But one of our anniversary presents, I bought her PBR tickets because the wife absolutely loves the rodeo. And this was back when I was working 20-hour days running my own business, playing Mr. Mom during the day, doing most of the office work from home so we didn't have to pay for daycare, and then working in the field for 10, 12 hours a night. So I had this great idea. I was going to take the night off for our anniversary, go out on a date night, bought PBR tickets. 10 minutes into the rodeo, I'm snoring in the chair. Wife didn't talk to me for 2 days. Other than to make fun of me for falling asleep in the chair. But the thing about it is, it wasn't as much fun to watch on TV, because even though I thought we got really good seats, and they weren't bad, you can't see as much. Like, at least on TV, they can zoom in and I can see the cool shit. I didn't think about bringing binoculars with me to watch the PBR. So yeah, eventually I got bored and I fell asleep. By eventually, I mean within like 10 minutes. Jeff. I don't want to hear that. Sorry. For those of you who aren't listening live, we have a chat going, and Jeff in the chat says some woke players are starting to enter the field, though, as far as hockey, and hockey will become problematic probably in about the next 5 or 10 years. Look, every sport in America is probably going to be dead in 5 or 10 years because they don't care anymore. They only care about using it as a platform to get their message out. Some of them are using it as a platform to initiate change. It's not about playing sports anymore. That's honestly one of the reasons why I've never really been a huge fan of professional sports. If you really want to watch somebody play that cares about the game, watch them in college. Because they haven't been discovered yet, and they're doing everything they can to make sure they get to the next part of their dream, which is to get picked up professionally, and they are putting everything on the field for the most part every single game. And the only thing that changed that was when they started letting juniors be drafted. That was probably the dumbest fucking idea I have ever heard. Because look, some of you are really, really good at this game, but you also need to have an education to fall back on. So when something goes sideways, because 9 times out of 10, it is fucking going to go sideways, you have a career to fall back on. And I know I say this as a 47-year-old father of 6, grandfather of 5, pulling a Joe Biden, having to count my grandkids, hang on. Because, well, to be fair, we just had 2 fairly new ones. So 5 grandkids so far. Went from having none to holy crap within like the space of a year and a half. Fun times. Some of them are actually adopted grandkids from my oldest stepdaughter. We don't use step in my family, but to try to delineate, I do explain that during like public things like this. And then my son is part of a blended family, but if I didn't know better, I'd swear the kid that he tells me isn't his is his, because they are so much alike. And I think the funnest thing for me being a grandfather, sorry, a bit of an aside, but the funnest thing for me being a grandfather is now I get to do all the things with my grandkids that used to piss me off when my dad did them with my kids. Like, oh yeah, you can have one. My dad's handing them 5 cookies. Dad, I said 1. I'm grandpa, shut the fuck up. I love that line. I am having so much fun with that line, because especially Kyle, because he was the ornery one when he was a child. Still is. But when he was a child, he was really, really ornery. And he used to get such a kick out of his mom or me when we were there at my parents' house, saying, well, yeah, you can have one. And then grandpa or grandma would give him like four. And he would just start laughing as he was walking away, because I'd be like, damn it, Dad, I said one. He's like, shut the fuck up, I'm grandpa. I get it now. And the reason I bring all of this up, and the reason that I haven't even bothered to take a commercial break yet, is because some of the stuff that we're talking about right now is the very same things that are being talked about in the RNC. This is the vast difference between the DNC and the RNC, in my humble opinion. The DNC was a speech about how terrible America is, how dark of a place it is, how only Joe Biden and the government that he wants to create can save us from the wretchedness that is the current state of America. And then we have the RNC, where they're talking about the fact that America is still this great place. They showcased it by showing Donald Trump taking part in immigration and naturalization ceremonies last night. They showcased it by having everyday Americans talking about how Donald Trump's policies have made their lives better. They've showcased it again and again and again, and they're showing this positivity about America that we just don't see anywhere anymore, except for those of us that still get it. And I've said this over and over and over again lately. There are literally now two types of Americans. There are people that are here, and there are people that are proud to be American. There are people that are proud to be an American, and there are people that happen to be in America. And we're now seeing most of those people gravitating toward their respective sides. Most of the people that are proud to be American are finding a way to reconcile what they may or may not like about Donald Trump the man versus Donald Trump's policies. And then the people that don't like America, don't think America is an exceptional place, think stupid shit like America was founded upon slavery, think stupid shit like it was never a free country in the first place, are all gravitating towards Joe Biden. And I'm sorry, I'm being a lot more explicit tonight than I normally would be, but it's because I've had just about enough. I have had just about enough of being told that I'm a racist because I support President Donald Trump. I have had just about enough of being told that I'm a racist because I like America, and because I think America is still the best country on earth. If you don't think this country is the best country on earth, what the fuck are you doing here? You can leave. I'm not saying that to be mean, except for to Bette Midler. You need to get the fuck out. You've been threatening that now for 20 years. Just leave. Get the fuck out. Go to Canada. Go to Zimbabwe. I don't fucking care. Just get your ass out. You've been telling us every time your side didn't win an election that you were leaving. Get the fuck out. But for the rest of you, it's a free country. If you don't like it here, you have the ability to leave. Jim Carrey, you're from Canada. Go the fuck home. You got rich off of us, and now you want to talk shit about us? Go the fuck home. All of you basketball and football players, you got rich off of us. And now you want to talk about what a shithole country this is? Get the fuck out. I'm sorry if me being proud of where I come from is enough to make you uncomfortable. If that is your problem, guess what? It is exactly that. Your problem. Because it's not mine. It is not a bad thing to say that you are proud to be American. I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you came from. If you came to this country legally and you followed the process to become an American citizen, then you have the right to say, I am proud to be an American. Hell, some of you that have just done the immigration and naturalization process, you have more right to say that you're proud to be an American than most people that were born here. Because I guarantee you, if we gave most of our average citizenry the citizenship test that we make you guys pass, they couldn't fucking do it. And I'm not even saying that to be negative, except to our education system. We put all of this money into this system that is supposed to make people better, make people smarter, make sure that they understand things that half of them don't even understand basic fucking civics. Half of them don't even know how to balance a checkbook. We're worried about teaching people calculus. They don't know how to balance a checkbook. It's just, sorry, it's just dumb. This entire country at some point got turned on its head. We went from being able to make decisions about, you know, how we wanted to make money and what jobs we wanted to be able to make sure that we were happy to do the things that we wanted to do, to, oh my God, you better get your ass in college and you better become a doctor or a lawyer because otherwise you're never going to make any money. I'm just tired of, I'm tired of people telling me what I got to do. I'm tired of people telling me that how I should feel about this country. Because I know how I feel about this country. And I want to tell you the same thing that I told somebody privately when we come back from the break. Not going to mention any names, but I'm going to read it to you mostly word for word. This is the America Off the Rails show, the extended edition. We're going to take a quick break, come back, keep things going. We're past the bottom of the hour. We've already blown through the first break, and we're late for the second. So we'll be right back. The pilot in the back seat. The general in the lead. A faith in the back beat. This big bump. Aye, oh, let's go. Aye, oh, let's go. Aye, oh, let's go. Aye, oh, let's go.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Listen up, you listen for guys, listen does not give a fuck.
Till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, and my high turn out, I'ma rip this shit, till my bone pull out, till the roof comes off, till the lights go out, till my leg give out, can't shut my mouth, till the smoke clears out, and my high turn out, I'ma rip this shit, till my bone pull out.
Music is like magic, there's a certain feeling you get when you reel and you speak. People are feeling your shit. This is your moment, and every single minute you spend trying to hold on to it, because you may never get it again. So while you're in it, try to get as much shit as you can.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bit of an audible. I've decided that before we get into the last thing I was going to talk about, which was a conversation I had with somebody earlier today, figured we should probably go ahead and get Buffoon of the Week done, because it's a bit, it's not as long as it has been in the past, but it's still long enough that I'm afraid if we don't start it now, we might not ever get to it. So this is this week's Buffoon of the Week, brought to you by Gene Berardelli.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Buffoon of the Week. Normally we're a show that reviews last week's news and current events in search of people who said or did something so heinously stupid that we need to share it with our fellow foonies. That's you. And normally we'd ask you to decide who was the biggest buffoon of the week. But this week, we're doing a little something different. But before we get to that, we want to tell you about buffoonoftheweek.com. It's the place where you'll find out about buffoons we couldn't feature in our videos, as well as finding other interactive content for you to enjoy, like polls, quizzes, lists, and a whole lot more if you register. So after you check out this video, go on over to buffoonoftheweek.com. Last week's winner for Buffoon of the Week was Mika Brzezinski for her unhinged, show-long tirade on President Donald Trump. The vote was pretty overwhelming, as it seemed that people are tired of the Morning Joe co-host's temper tantrums, especially after seeing how she kissed Donald Trump's ego for so many years before he became president. You thought we were going to say a bad word, didn't you? And of course, we want to remind you that we release weekly videos on Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and sometimes we'll even release a bonus video here or there. So if you like what you're seeing and hearing so far, go ahead and smash that thumbs up button, and please subscribe to the show. Oh, and when you do, turn on that notification bell so you never miss another episode. We're growing an awesome community here that we like to call Foonies, and we want you to be a part of it. So come on, be a part of the fun. Help us grow the show. It's only a small click of a button for you guys, but to us, it means a heck of a whole lot more. So like I said earlier, this week we're doing a little something different. Instead of picking our usual nominees, we're listing off our top five buffoonish fails from last week's Democratic National Convention. After all, it's not like there was a lot of other buffoonery going on in the news last week, right? Oh, well, of course, I meant except that. Oh, that happened too? Oh, you gotta be kidding me with all this. More of this? There's more of this? Who does this? What are you talking about? Alright, guys, I get it. There's always a lot of buffoonery going on. So definitely go to buffoonoftheweek.com and our social media on Facebook and Twitter to get your full dose of buffoonery. But for now, let's keep going forward. Let's go forward with this countdown of the top 5 DNC fails. Like what you see so far? Go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Also, leave us a comment and tell us what you're thinking. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show.
Great. Hey, everyone. I'm Joe Biden's husband.
The 2020 DNC produced some unique moments. Some were cheered, like Joe Biden getting through an entire speech without screwing up once. Will wonders never cease? Others left many observers scratching their head in confusion and disbelief. Here's just a few that caught our eye. Coming in at number 5 were those live feed flub outtakes. While many speeches were pre-recorded at this year's DNC, others were broadcast live, and for some unknown reason, the DNC decided to share some pre-broadcast footage over the satellite link. Like this from Bernie Sanders.
Are my hands showing when I'm up here?
Yes.
They are?
Yeah, you don't want to.
Is that a terrible thing down the hand side?
Yes. It's not terrible, but what's been good is just.
You probably should get off the screen.
I'm going to get off the screen. Yes, hello.
Stop it. Enough.
Stop. Whoa there, Bernie. Your wife's just trying to help. And how about this from Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer?
It's not just Shark Week. It's Shark Week. I have learned about the hot mic.
But apparently the DNC hasn't. While some may like the look behind the curtain, all the DNC did was provide fodder for critics to claim that the production team was not ready for prime time. Coming in at number 4, propped up soldiers. Did you catch this during the roll call of states?
Joe Biden honors our service.
Do you see those soldiers in the shot? That's a big no-no for the DNC. According to ABC News, the sight of the uniformed soldiers had raised eyebrows because U.S. military personnel are not supposed to participate in political events while in uniform. This prompted an army investigation into how those soldiers came to be used in the shot. The DNC has since stated that the composition of that shot was an oversight. More proof that the DNC was not ready for prime time. Checking in at number 3 is Pocahontas's powwow. For some strange reason, the DNC thought it would be a good idea to feature Senator Elizabeth Warren as a speaker during the DNC's Native American caucus.
You know, this is all wrong, just deep down wrong. And it turns out that the American people agree that it's wrong.
I'm sure you all remember how Senator Warren took a lot of flack on the campaign trail for her video revealing her minuscule Native American composition, and how that flared up again when evidence emerged that Warren claimed minority status as a Native American when registering for the bar. Why would the DNC think that after all that bad press, that this was a good idea? Who knows? But hey guys, thanks for the callback. We appreciate the memories. Just missing the top spot at number 2? Was AOC's DNC WTF moment. Before the convention, many progressives were miffed that AOC was granted such a small role in the DNC's planned agenda. So when it came time for AOC to get her 90 seconds of FaceTime to second the nomination of 2-time failed presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, she noticeably left out any mention of support for her party's nominee.
In a time when millions of people in the United States are looking for deep, systemic solutions, I hereby second the nomination of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont for President of the United States of America.
AOC's chilly performance was picked up by national news, which prompted AOC to lash out on social media for stoking division between her and the Biden camp. But hey, AOC, you kind of did this to yourself. Maybe next time when you have a national platform, you should choose your words a little better. Before we get to number 1, don't forget that Buffoon of the Week is all over social media. So when you're online, make sure you like us on Facebook, you follow us on the Twitters, and go on over to Instagram and like us there too. But the most important thing you have to do is remember to subscribe right here on YouTube. And coming in at number 1... was the DNC's video board fail. When the time came for Senator Kamala Harris's big speech to come to a close, the DNC was supposed to display a video wall of pumped-up Democrats enthusiastically cheering her on. What Harris got was the DNC's failed attempt at cloning.
Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Okay, freeze it right here. Look at the video wall closely, and you'll notice that there are three people duplicated on the screen. You mean to tell us that the DNC couldn't find enough supporters to put up on a video board? It's like a bad game of memory. Of course, Team Trump immediately pounced on the Twitters, calling out the DNC's astroturf of support for Harris, which provides a fitting end to our countdown of the most buffoonish moments to come out of the DNC. Did we leave out your favorite DNC fail? Let us know in the comments if you think we should have included something else. And please, come back next week, folks, because we're going to do another Buffoon of the Week show that you definitely shouldn't miss. Hey, you're still here. While you're here, you might as well check out one of our other videos, like last week's show, or something from our playlist. But please, make sure that you subscribe to the show so you can come back next week, where we'll have two more nominees, but only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
All right, folks, there you have this week's Buffoon of the Week. So at this point, we're back around to technically what would normally be the top of the hour, but since we got a bit of a late start, I'm not going to shut things down right away. I'm going to finish reading. I've already used some of the comments that I made today to this person as part of the opening monologue for the show, but I want to finish the other part. I don't even necessarily need to pull up what I said to them to do this, because it's somebody that I've known for years that happened to notice that Donald Trump tweet went viral, and even I wasn't expecting that. Apparently, when Donald Trump Jr. retweets something, everybody notices. But that being said, I was specifically asked, because they're like, I knew better than to ask this with as messed up as your Twitter account is right now. Either you wouldn't notice and everybody would start attacking me, or who knows what. So I'm asking this in a DM. Why is it that after you being so staunchly opposed of so staunchly opposing Donald Trump in 2016 that you're telling everybody that you're going to vote for him now? And I recap some of the stuff that I talked about in the opening monologue, like the fact that, you know, if you really want to talk about authoritarianism, let's look at the fact that Joe Biden wants a national mask mandate. That would be unconstitutional. You know, I'm not really even that crazy about the idea of states and cities doing it, but if somebody's going to do it, I would much rather have happen at the local level. Because at least locally, when they pass things like this, normally they go away. And he's like, I don't understand what would be unconstitutional about a temporary national mask mandate. Like temporary, like income tax, that kind of temporary? Because remember, that wasn't supposed to last forever either. And also, the DNC versus the RNC, one is a very dark and scary place and only the government can save you. The other one is still trying to point out that America can be exceptional, is still exceptional, and will be exceptional as long as we don't forget the ideals upon which she was founded. I would much rather die free than ever live being dependent on a socialist government. And you can take that as hyperbole, you can take it however you wish, but that is an honest statement. I would much rather die a free man that have to live off of the dole of the federal government. Because that's what, when we start talking about things like universal basic income, that's what we're talking about. You're going to get money from the government basically for the rest of your life to take care of yourself. Do you really not think that at some point, because that's how they're going to get everybody to do it, look, we're going to give you this extra money and you're still going to get to do your job and you're going to have this money to do things that you really want to do with it. You'll be able to take vacations and you'll be able to do this and it's going to make your life so much better. But then it's going to be, well, now that we're giving you this money, we really don't want you working over here. We're still going to make sure that you get paid by your employer on top of your universal basic income, but we think it would be better served for you as an active, participating, thriving member of the state to go do this job instead. And then when that doesn't work because the government money starts drying up, well, you know, you have this really huge house and it's now just you and your wife. So we've decided that not only have we now decided to tell you where you can work, and by the way, you never get to quit, but you don't need this big house anymore, so we're going to make you sell that, and we're going to put you in this government-sanctioned house over here. But don't worry, it's going to save you money. And you have this really, really nice car that you really don't need. We know better what you need for yourself than you do. And if you think I'm using hyperbole to get your attention, you really need to go pay attention to what the hell is going on in places like Venezuela. Because remember, the guy who just said, not even a week ago, that because Joe Biden was taking his advice, he was going to have the most progressive presidential platform in the history of the Democratic Party. That same guy, Senator Bernard Sanders, who AOC seconded nomination for at the DNC just a few short years ago, told the American people that Venezuela was living the American dream better than Americans. And look at them now. If you really want to know what the Democratic plan is for this country, you really only need to look at Venezuela. If you really want to know what the people that are now running the Democratic Party behind the scenes plan is for America, you really only need to look at Portland. If you really want to know what the Democratic Party's plan is for America, you really only need to look at Seattle, and Chicago, and New York City, and now Kenosha, Wisconsin. We have a choice, America. In this moment, in this time, we have a choice. We can either embrace what made this country great, hang on to it, and never let it go, or we can watch it die in funeral pyres across this nation. And that is the moment that we find ourselves in today. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why no matter what, even though I was staunchly opposed to Donald Trump in 2016, actively campaigned against him in 2016, had the national chair of the Libertarian Party on this very program nearly a half a dozen times until he told me on a break that they decided that they weren't going to do appearances like this anymore because they didn't want disaffected Republicans becoming part of the Libertarian Party. All of those things that I was terrified that Donald Trump was going to do because I hadn't quite learned the level of troll that he was willing to use to get people to talk about the things that he wanted them to talk about. And the showmanship that he would use to get the media chasing its own tail. All of those things became background noise because I started watching what he was doing. Not necessarily what he was saying, but what he was doing. If you go look, you can find pages and pages and pages and pages of promises this man has kept from the moment that he got elected. The media won't tell you about them because they don't want you to know. That is the other thing that I think the RNC has done a really good job doing, is focusing on the side of Donald Trump that you never get to see. You just watched Donald Trump sitting down just the other night with liberated prisoners. Hostages from other countries that he brought home. 50 of them. I don't think all 50 were in the room, but last I checked, now that the story's broke, because now the media has to talk about it, there have been negotiations going on from pretty much the moment Donald Trump got sworn in until now, and 50 political prisoners have been allowed to come home. 50. And the media still hates him. Now everybody tells me, well, I can't handle his Twitter account, and I can't handle how hyperbolic he is and how hateful he is and vitriolic he is. I'm going to remind you of something. The same man that is now being attacked by CNN, MSNBC, all of the mainstream media alphabet soup folks, up until, politically speaking, 5 minutes ago, every single one of these people he thought were his friends. You just watched a perfect clip outlining this or listened to, probably, hopefully went back to the YouTube channel and watched it, on last week's Buffoon of the Week, where Mika Brzezinski is basically doing everything but filleting Donald Trump live on the air when he was part of the NBC team and talking about how wonderful he is to the full-on meltdown that she just earned Buffoon of the Week for last week. Now, if you don't think that an everyday average person, because Donald Trump is a millionaire, yes, but at the end of the day, he's not a politician. He's not, he wasn't expecting some of the attacks that he's had to deal with, and I think it took him a little while to get adjusted. But when you go from one moment everybody being your best buddy to now they can't stand you, that's going to make you really, really angry. Especially if you don't understand it, because, I mean, if I were him, I would have been pissed. Like, you were just inviting me to parties and having me on your shows to try to boost the shows that you were just starting and doing all these things over these last few years, and now that I've run for office and you don't like the letter behind my name, now all of a sudden I'm an asshole? Fuck every last one of y'all. And that's what I have to say about that. And if I were Donald Trump, that would be exactly how I would feel. And I'm pretty sure that is exactly how he did feel, and probably still does feel. Which is why he takes so much pleasure in trolling people like Tater and Tater Tot. Because they used to love him, now they can't stand him, and he likes to verbally punch them in the face any chance that he has. Alright, we're long, and I took, like, one break, I think? So y'all got some extra show tonight. We finished strong, but my voice is almost gone. So we're gonna have to wrap this thing up. Alright, so, in the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire, Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other. We will see you guys tomorrow morning for the Daily Dose, the Friday Eve edition. That's right, we're at the day before Friday. Thank God it's almost here. RNC concludes tomorrow night. Don't forget, yours truly, unless it hits the cutting room floor, will be on One America News Network at some point Friday evening, I believe. We're going to be recording the segment in advance because it's the only way we can make it work. As soon as I know for sure what show it's going to air on and what time it's going to air, I will definitely let you guys know. And we will see you guys when we see you. But unfortunately, at this time, that does mean this show is over.
Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into
that
the
world.
Is it over? No, I say it's over!
Closing time.
Well, that's great. This is fucking great, man.
Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? Game over, man.
Fat guy in a little coat. Fat guy in a little coat.
Screw you guys. I'm going home. Later.
Game over, man. Game over.